want me to explain that? So what I'm saying that each time there's like an upgrade, I have to find, like redefine love's true arrival. In other words, find that location of that oneness with source. So the way they want us to understand this is, in a way, we're dying to the small self, the personalized self, the self that has boundaries, that has limitations, that has restrictions, that has been told what they can and cannot do. So they don't mean like the laws, like you can't cross the street unless it's green. They don't mean that. They mean in terms of who you are, how you receive yourself, and what you believe is possible. Because the more that we stand upon our own true consensus, in other words, the consensus of our I am that I am, of our oneness with our light, we stand on our totality. In other words, we're creating all of this, and we've been creating it out of the ego's instructions. And so we're passing that point of no return, where we're moving into our buoyancy, we're moving into heaven's reach, we're moving into heaven's claim. So in that very beginning, what they were explaining is, to find them now, I really need to leave me, in a sense, or the identification where I'm trying to create my personal life or my personal situation better. It's not that we're not being taken care of, but that we're moving into overdrive, where our higher counsel, our I am that I am arrival, is showing us, orchestrating, helping us, directing us, traveling with us. So we want to learn how to release the brakes. The brakes are, it can't get any better, it's always been this way, if it wasn't from my childhood, if it wasn't for the mistake I made yesterday. Those are all the brakes, those are all the limitations. Where we're moving to is a new placement, arrival, perception of self, consciousness, how do I put that in words? It's like an overlay of love. It's a symphony of love that we actually, as a collective, have already graduated into. So what that means in terms of our perspective is, it's there for the taking, it's there for the consenting, it's there for the agreement. So that agreement is everything. That agreement, they're showing me a dove flying in front of me, just flying in front of me. That agreement is everything. So it has to do with our agreement of self. So allow yourselves to rise, allow yourselves to be transferred, allow yourselves to be duly noted, allow yourselves to be awakened. So the awakened, it's not like some mystery in the sky that we're losing our body and body parts and our life, and what about my children? The awakening is an awakening of consciousness, where we learn to begin, where we learn to start, where we learn who we really are, where we learn where we have already traveled to. So all of this light that's flooding us is already infiltrated. It's already upon us. It's already us, as we will drop. So just imagine you're driving your vehicle, and it's like, I don't understand what's wrong. It's not going. And you're like, oh, I have the brake on. That is up to us. That's up to each of us, to put down that brake. So they're asking us to assist ourselves in grandness, to assist ourselves in our heavenly climb, to assist ourselves in our majesty, to assist ourselves in the fullest reach possible. And we're releasing our slumber, we're releasing our old lifestyle, we're releasing. I had to open my eyes because I'm hearing phenomena in my room, and there's nobody here in the physical, but I'm like, promise you somebody was here. So we're really, and this is the whole point, we're shifting into our truest claim, into our truest lifestyle, in our truest category, because this is what we are destined to achieve. So we want to remember, we've all been playing to the matrix, to the forecasted projection, to limitations that we adhere to, that we like administer to. So we took all of that master creative energy, and in fact, we dumbed down. We're like, okay, we'll just play within this little quadrant. Well, that's what we're stepping over. So just imagine you're like a spiritual giant and you're just stepping over a small rock. Like, there's no problem with that. That in essence is what we're doing, as we will see fit. So seeing fit is examining our potentiality. So allow yourselves to grow, allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to be noticed. Who you're being noticed by is you. So you want to understand how we grow in heaven's consent is where we adjust to our own good courtesy in English, as we will recognize ourselves in consciousness to be ones of the light, to be ones of the gifted nature, to be ones of the highest appearance. So gifted nature is like, oh, I'm not, it's not saying you're gifted better than anyone else. It's just saying that you have the equipment to go first, because you, in essence, they're saying like shorten your trailblaze, meaning that you came from a higher dimensional reality and you step down to fit into this paradigm, but that doesn't change who you actually are. So allow yourselves to be shifted, allow yourselves to be grand, allow yourselves to be achieved. So they're showing me like this angelic being who's like all crouched down, so like she fits into her little box. And so as she awakens, she gets taller and taller and taller. So if we all think of like, we've all seen that like evolution of man, like the Cro-Magnon man and the missing link, you know, like on and on and on. That's in essence what we're doing, but we're doing it in our full majesty, meaning that it's here for the taking, it's here for the getting, it's here for the becoming. So when we're sharing becoming, they always tend to show me that King of Pentacles. So this is spiritualized material power. So being in form, but having that power while we're in form. So again, we're like loosening those old restrictions. We're putting down the brake. We're dropping the false illusionary boundaries. So whatever came up for all of us, I could do this except for my childhood, except I missed the wrong opportunity a couple of years ago. Well, the economy, like whatever we think, the reason that we can't, it's all make-believe, it's all illusionary. So as we will allow ourselves to gain strength is allowing the light to serve us, allowing ourselves to step in to our mastery possessive traits. So they're saying traits because they want us to start understanding that we can lead with love, that we can lead with our assumed victory. So our assumed victory is remembering that consciousness, when it sees, when it responds to, when it conceives, affects consciousness. So we're not waiting for the world to change. We're not waiting for politicians to stand up and say, oh, I see, I was blind, but now I see. We're waiting for our agreement to come into our full consensus, to come into our full victory, to stand up to our full glory, to drop all of those limitations of the past, like they're just leaves blowing in the wind, and allow yourselves to receive yourself in your rightful placement. So as you will receive God's glory is our I am that I am promotion. It's our I am that I am presence. So God is not some being in the sky. It's the principle that makes us who we are, that makes us alive, that is active and present with us that's been dormant in terms of our use of it, or our effectiveness with it, or our association with it. So they're showing me the Destiny card, and they're saying, won't you dance? In other words, it's like our turn to dance with the light. It's our turn to be received. It's our turn to see us in our new source identity. So that is where we harmonize. That is where we sign up and we say, yes, please. But we're not signing up and saying, yes, please, to something that's far, far away that we're begging for. We're saying yes, please, to something that is already within us, as we will receive it, as we will unite with it, as we will agree with it. So as you will agree with your new light, as you will agree with your new traits of seeing, remember, it's like you cannot attune to two states of reality simultaneously. As you agree with your new remembrance, the old is dropped, because you can't choose both simultaneously. So as you choose the light, the old restrictions, the old limitations drop. And they're just showing me the Cowardly Lion with his crown on and his scepter. So again, it's indicating our rightful placement and that little bit of courageous lifestyle that is required, because we're the ones that are stepping in good faith. We're the ones that are stepping into our new reality. We're the ones seeing beyond past restrictions. We're standing upon the new earth. We're creating the ascended earth's arrival through our very existence, through our very agreement, through our very consent, through our very alibi. So in other words, what we choose. So just imagine your higher self, your guides coming by to sort of check you out. What, where are you deciding upon? What are you choosing? Are you choosing bitterness, lack, your old story, your old restrictions? Or are you choosing your new lifestyle? And just notice what, it's like a game of Twister, like what color are you standing on? What spot are you standing on? And as you will agree with your light, as you will agree with your spot on readiness, you will be lifted up to higher placements. So in other words, you're aligning with your future self, you're aligning with your destiny, you're aligning with your new colors of light, and allow that to be understood. So understood is, yes, I am that I am. I speak for that I am assertion. I speak for my light. I speak for my truth. You're not trying to get anyone else to agree with your truth. This is about your agreement with self. Because remember, as you will receive your new claim in consciousness, you will take the lead. In other words, you're graduating into a new alignment, residence, a source attractiveness and state. So again, that source of attractiveness and state is what you now can materialize. Remember, the King of Pentacles. This is not just having heavenly visions and calling it a day. It's what we are creating. So it's opening to our light body. It's creating as a master. It's relieving ourselves of false indicators. So it's very, they're saying it's very important that we continue this daily claim or this daily chime. Meaning, when we see things that we don't agree with, it's not part of our new life world order, we want to like flip the switch. In other words, we want to keep traveling with that light and emphasizing that light and knowing that light is the source of all good, meaning all that we need, all that everyone else needs to arrive in the new earth shall be given and quantified. In other words, brought forth with ease. So allow yourself to receive, allow yourselves to congregate. So when we're saying congregate, there's like a new community or grouping or gathering of light beings that are recognizing and attuning to source energy to their light. So we're going to feel our own light, and we're going to feel that ensemble. We're going to feel that community. What the beautiful part of this is, all those feelings of being alone and separate, of that false illusionary state, are no longer, because again, we're moving into that Christ ascension. Again, in Christ, it's not a church word. It's the resemblance of our divinity, of our divine self, that we are coming into our wholeness. So allow that unity of focus to be received. That unity of focus is, you are always one with Source. You are always one with the greatest essence of self, which is the greatest essence of everybody else that is on this planet, that are on other dimensional occasions, all of life. So allow that to be duly noted, allow that to be agreed upon. They cannot emphasize enough the importance of our agreement, because it doesn't matter what's available if we don't access it, accentuate it, agree with it, declare it as given. So in other words, focus on it, believe it, then it's like it still sits dormant. It's ours, but we don't get the true effectiveness of it. So we want to keep envisioning it, and we want to keep relying on it and claiming it and identifying with the light that is now us. So allow all things to be possible. That means what was not possible in our old dormant state is now possible with our divine union, with our I Am Source of readiness. So all is now possible in this new declaration of freedom. All is now possible as we unite in our hearts with love. Let us receive. Remember, as we receive, we're receiving for all the beings on our planet, that we all come to recognize we're all one, that we all step out in faith and live from our heart. So that's opening several, so they want us just to share that one more time, that we're all living from our heart. Our heart knows. It's not that we stand still, it's not that we allow ourselves to be bullied, it's that we recognize ourselves and the bullier to be one and the same, and recognize that that's our old false statement about self, as we unite with our true resource, which is our heart, our awakened heart, that is guiding us home with ease. They keep emphasizing that, like with ease. Allow everything that you came to this occasion with that was a struggle for you, or a concern for you, or a problem with you, or if only this wasn't here, allow yourselves to receive through your heart communication the divine perfect reunion, answer, opportunity, and allow it to be resourced with ease. Claim this state forevermore as the truth of self, now and for always. And so it is.